As we reflect on what it's like to be in a community together where we are received with such love and transformed by the grace of God and sent back into our lives as new people, it's a gift to be able to hear from one another what it's like to be so transformed. And today we get to hear from Tom.
This is Tom speaking now, not Steve. So, it is more blessed to give. I was trained as a scientist, and shortly after I graduated, I was asked by Melvin E. Wheatley to speak in the lay moment at Westwood Methodist Church. I said I would, and I decided to try to express how one could be dedicated to science and still believe in God without separating the two. I started to speak and then froze and could not continue. I mumbled a few words and then sat down, having said essentially nothing. Mel was very kind and tried to comfort me, but it was something I never really got over. My reconciliation on this idea happened relatively recently with a realization of just what it meant to me that God is love, with the understanding that God is really love in all its forms and manifestations. I was able to accept that I did not need to know the mechanism of love's impact on the universe. I just needed to keep my heart open to seeing it. What we have to give to one another is love. The gift can take many forms, but love must be at the core of it. Giving is not a transaction for which I receive something in return. Giving is itself the reward. That is why it is more blessed to give than to receive. My instant reward is the blessing of giving the gift. There is a second side to giving, and that is receiving a gift. I believe it is a sin to refuse a gift sincerely offered. By doing so, we deny the giver the blessing they deserve. It is important to keep in mind that the giver is receiving a greater gift than we are. And by declining the gift, we deny them their blessing. As we approach the giving season of our church, I hope we can all think of the many giving opportunities we have and strive together to produce abundant blessings. Thank you.